Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Morning Praise with CA here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. That's right, Fort Worth, Texas. Up top the tower here at Faith Studio One, we have been dealing with a heat wave, my friends. And my podcast, I have been unable to get kicked off the way I wanted to. And I do apologize about that. That's what happens when you're working on the internet, trying to get production done on the internet, and then all of a sudden the heat wave comes through. It affects the internet lines, and that's what sadly happened to me most of the week after I did Coffee Talk with CA. So I hope we get back on normal track, and I've had a lot of y'all email me, and I thank you for that. We're going to be playing a few new musical songs on Uplifting, on Sunday Morning Praise with CA. Today, of course, being, boy, as time flew by, June the 11th of 2022. That was a new one that my friend Rhett Walker had sent to me called All Joy, No Stress, featuring Matthew West. If you like that, put it on comments and let me know. We'll play many more of that music. And also shoot me an email, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. When you do that, check that like button, friends. I would really appreciate that. The more, the merrier. You can also go to station information. You can text me what you think of some of these music songs, and we'll try to keep them playing. Now, before I get started on our Bible devotion today, and I still got some more new music from different artists that's coming up again. That was a new one, All Joy, No Stress. Rhett Walker, my friend, had sent that to me last week, and that was featuring Matthew West. Okay, like I said, the temperatures have been well above 100. We're at dangerous heat levels here in North Central Texas. In fact, the whole entire state of Texas, at night, the temperatures have been down as low as 85. 85! And as high as 108, 109. Some areas are 110. I know I was reading 110 at one point. So keep praying for everybody with this heat wave, and I hope that we get some relief somehow. Reminds me back in the 1980s. Okay, today's Bible devotion on Sunday Morning Praise, as you get your coffee and donuts and eating some good healthy breakfast before you head off to church, is I Am the Truth. Go to the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. Scripture reminds us, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Many today say there is no such thing as an absolute truth, friends. But from the philosophers to the pop musicians, the word goes out that the truth is the only way that you want it to be. And what is the truth? For it isn't necessarily true for anyone else. But Jesus Christ is the absolute truth, isn't he? Dozen of times, he declares, I tell you the truth. In one of his boldest, most uncompromising statements, he affirmed, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Find that in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6. And the apostle Paul stated, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Find that in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 17. Also, James said that God chose to give us birth through the word of the truth. Find that in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 18. That's, of course, in the reading off the NIV, New International Version. Don't be misled, friends, by the moral and spiritual relativity of our age. You see, God has revealed his truth to us. And in his written word, the Bible, and in the living word, Jesus Christ. And because Jesus is the absolute truth, you can depend on him absolutely. Amen. Amen. All right, now I am going to play two songs. One, Toby Mac had sent me just the other day, called The Goodness. Toby Mac, you're going to love that. And Miracle Power by We the Kingdom. So enjoy. Here we go. Sunday Morning Praise. Some new music from some of our artists.
When it falls on me, should I complain? Or feel you calling me, it's all on me to stay. And really catch what you're showing. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment. You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall, I'm not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't want to miss what you're showing. Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up, Lord, you make me. was at the park in Detroit. Steal the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
Hey, you cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeve. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. That's what I believe.
They keep trying to make your glory fade. But I ain't really sweating what they say.
Amen. Isn't that a beautiful song? Miracle Power by We the Kingdom. That is a new one that they sent me. Would you believe I've got 6 new songs by these artists that I'm playing. And good morning, everybody. You're probably like, well, see, hey, on Sunday Morning Praise, you play different music, but I've never heard these before. No, these are never heard before on our podcast network or Christian networks. They're just coming out. And it's funny because it's like I've had these different artists just send these out to me. You know, now that COVID times, we still got COVID in the area, right? But you know what? It's not as bad as it is because people have either gotten vaccinated, non-vaxxed, or the immunity has happened. So these cases seem to be lighter cases. But still, these artists have sent these songs. They're coming out of the closet to where they're able to go out and do concerts and say, hey, CA, we got these new songs that we want you to hear. In fact, I've got one right now. Two more I'm going to play coming up. And guess what it is? Steel. We're fixing to play Steel, S-T-I-L-L. Stephen Curtis Chapman sent that to me 2 weeks ago. And Mercy Me, Then Christ Came. And then I'm going to give you a triple pack on top of that. After that, Matthew West, Get Ready for Hanky Daddies. It's about little girls, because I've got two that have grown up. And they're not married, but I mean, they're growing up in life. And I want you to hear this song. Never heard before. Never sung. It came out like yesterday. Day before yesterday. But here we go. Triple pack. Steel. Good morning. Sunday Morning Praise.
Always. Yeah. before you ask her, before you get down on one knee and make my girl a promise. I need you to promise me, will you stay for better or for worse? Will you put her and Jesus first and always be her happy ever after? Will you let that ring remind you that even when the hard times find you, it's the promises we keep that really matter? Son, I guess you got some things to ask yourself.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Boy, it just makes you want to have a handkerchief and just say, wow, you know. And I think of my two girls, and the day will come one day. Of course, my oldest son's married now, and the day will come one day where I pray, my prayer is that God would send a good, godly man that will love my girls and, of course, love my son. Mother's son, I know there's one that's a Christian, my daughter-in-law, but the thing about it is, you know, you always want what's best for your kids. And I hope y'all enjoyed those three songs again. That was Before You Ask Her. That's a new one by Matthew West, my friend Matthew West. And he had actually sent that to me. He has a daughter around my age. My daughter's age. Not enough coffee this morning. Okay, well, good morning, everybody. Back in the saddle here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in downtown Fort Worth, up top the tower. It has been hot. It has been muggy. It is like a steam bath. We are in a heat advisory here in North Central Texas and all of Texas. I ran into somebody the other day who said, CA, is this like the 1980s sun bath? Yes, but worse. I think it's just going to keep getting worse. So please, if you're in Texas, hydrate, or wherever you're at, if you're in the heat advisory, we're sure praying for relief, but it's only June. So better go jump in the pool if you can, or whatever it may be, to kind of cool off. Okay, well, my next Bible devotion is on Free to Choose. Book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 15. Scripture reminds us, choose this day whom you will serve. You know, repeatedly in the Bible, friends, both nations and individuals had to make decisions affecting their futures. And so do we. Now, sometimes they made wrong choices and they suffered the consequences as a result. When we face decisions, we need to remember that God hasn't left us in the dark, nor is He uninterested. God loves us. He wants the best for us. He has a perfect path in life for us. And He wants us to choose it instead of the wrong path that, of course, Satan will tempt us to follow. Even when our way seems unclear, God gives us light. He gives us the Word, and the Word is in the what? Bible. And many of our decisions will be much easier if we only knew its moral and spiritual principles. He also gives us the wisdom, and sometimes through other people, believe it or not, to understand our situation. He also gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us. So never make a decision without committing it to God. In seeking His will, He promises to guide you, and He will. That's right. You leave everything to God. You know, this has been the last few weeks with gas prices and the mass shootings and life in general, mental health. It's been tough for a lot of families. Everybody has problems. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, see, everybody's got problems, don't they? Yes, they do. Sometimes you just can't give up. If you do, give Satan more of a path to go into. There's a song I'm going to play right now. Gold City reminds us, I'm not giving up. You don't either, because He, being God, still reigns on that throne. And He has a purpose and a plan. Give Him time. Let Him do it for you, okay? And pray. P-R-A-Y.
Of God.
got problems, but your grace will never change. There's one truth that holds it all together. Thank you, Jesus. We all share the family name. We're all sons and daughters of the Father. Yeah, we show up, we love big, we pray hard, we forgive. Family is family.
Oh.
wanted to close out Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio and all other major networks. Friends, let's pray. What do you say? Dear Jesus, I just thank you for all you do. Father God, I just ask you to forgive us of our sins. Be with us, God, the people that are hurting, the one that need a touch from you. We all need a touch from you. The whole live world needs a touch from you. Oh, Jesus, I pray. Things start shaking up and people start drawing close to you. Lord, let us be that vessel for you, the Christians, to be the vessel for others to tell them about you. Please, God, speak to hearts and help those that are in need. In Christ's name we ask it and pray. And all God's people said, amen. All right, guys, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Saddling up, leaving the tower here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. It's extremely hot. Sun is arising. And I hope you all have a great day at church. Or if you're watching your church online, I hope you get blessed. And keep God first place, okay? And he's always with you all the way. All right, until we talk again, y'all have a great day. Bye for now.